I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I know everyone has a weird COVID story because that was all sorts of messed up, but I think I have one to tell. This is a lot stranger and scarier than most. It involved pizza delivery in a case of what I thought was mistaken identity. I know that sounds harmless, but actually, this was far more dangerous than anything I have ever dealt with before or since. It was about the middle of the pandemic, and my two roommates both lost their jobs because of the constant lockdown we faced where we lived. Keeping a job was difficult if you weren't an essential worker, and that meant my job at the hospital was the only one keeping all of us afloat.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Me being the only one who was still making money, I immediately felt like I had the whole world against me because there were bills piling up, and neither of the two guys I stayed with could cook if their life depended on it. That's how we wound up getting pizza. Greg suggested we order it, and since I usually work long shifts and needed to spare as much time as I could for sleeping and studying, I agreed to it. Unfortunately for us, the closest delivery driver was about an hour away, meaning that even if we did want to get food from anywhere, the chances of it being hot were slim. Andy, the other guy, suggested we give it a try anyway. Anything better than my cooking, right? I couldn't argue with that. So we ordered and requested that the food remain sealed until it arrived. We ordered some salad, some breadsticks, and a supreme. Nothing major. Then we had to wait. Honestly, I have always noticed that it takes longer for food to come when you are hungry, and this was no exception. I just wanted to get something to eat, and it felt like every minute was taking longer than the last. When the driver did come, I didn't even thank him. I was too focused on my meal. I wanted to chow down immediately, so I opened the door, paid him, and got back inside our duplex. That was when I opened the contents of the bag and realized this wasn't our food. It wasn't even actual food. It looked like an animal body part. As soon as I smelled it, I dropped the bag and actually shouted in disgust. Greg laughed, but Andy was pretty upset. He called out to the driver as he was getting ready to leave. This guy was pretty tall, pretty muscular, and the second that Andy cursed at him, I knew we were in trouble. He stood up and gave us this ugly look, like he wanted to rip us to shreds, and I told Andy to get inside. The delivery driver got close and started to bang on the door just as Andy got inside. "What were you thinking?" I asked. The driver kept banging on the door, and the driver didn't seem to be leaving anytime soon. "How was I supposed to know it was the Hulk?" Andy asked nervously. "Call the cops," I told Greg. "You do it. This guy might be a psychopath," he told me. I made the call as we heard our unexpected guest make a louder noise. The operator had to ask the usual questions. What was the nature of my emergency and all that? And did anyone in the household have COVID? I don't know why I said yes. I think I was just scared by the thug outside my house. And now I wasn't sure what was going to happen with him getting angrier by the second. "Sir, we will get units out, but if this is not related to COVID directly and you are infected, it may take time to find units." I knew that meant because the cops thought they would get infected, they put us at the bottom of their priority list. I tried my best to not panic as I heard the driver start chunking things at our place. I told them thank you and then went to the door where the driver was now just sitting on our front porch, waiting for us, I guess. His back to us, and I realized he probably wasn't leaving anytime soon. "What do you want from us?" I bravely asked. He got up and slammed his fist into the door, like it actually went through the wood. Andy screamed, and Greg actually laughed. I think it was nerves because I wasn't sure why he thought this was all some kind of joke. "Here, take our money. Take all of it," I said, hurriedly shoving my wallet through the hole that the driver had just made. He grabbed it and then said a few more threatening words before running to his car. "We need to report his ass," Andy said. His voice sounded shaky, like he was about to shit himself. I told them we shouldn't because I didn't want that guy to come back and do us any actual harm. Later that night, I found out that Greg had actually reported the driver, but then he told me something that made me sick and wondered what the hell we had dealt with. The pizza place told us that they hadn't actually sent a driver out to our area because they were so backed up, meaning whoever had decided to come and drop off that dead animal wasn't even supposed to be there. So where had the driver come from? None of us thought much about it for a few nights. I didn't want to admit that I was scared to order from there again, so I decided the next time we wanted food to use a different food delivery service. Greg said that he would help cover the cost, so I got a little fancy and asked for 2 large pepperoni. The delivery service claimed food would be there in 30 minutes. It got there in 20 minutes. This time, when I opened the door to accept it, I immediately recognized the driver. He had come back. That seemed impossible, but he was standing there holding the bag and glaring at the three of us like we were his next target. Then he pulled the bag back toward himself and revealed he was holding a gun. He ordered us all inside and told us to give our phones immediately. Andy was hesitant to give in, and the attacker shot him in the foot.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
As he fell to the ground, I hastily complied with the psychopath as he entered our apartment and started to pilfer our stuff. Andy, Greg, and I stood there feeling like we were about to die. I begged the attacker to at least let me treat Andy's foot. The tall man grunted an affirmative as he grabbed stuff, waving the gun absently as he stole anything valuable he could find. As I wrapped up Andy's foot, Greg leaned close to us and whispered that he was going to try and jump the guy. I thought that was an awful idea, but once he made his mind up, I couldn't convince him to stop. Greg waited until the attacker had his back turned and then jumped, wrapping his arms around the man's neck. The two of them turned around and fell into the television, and I jumped for the gun. With the weapon in hand, I managed to bravely get the assailant to leave. He ran to his car, and I thought that was the end of it. Then we heard the rev of an engine, and we saw he was preparing to ram his vehicle into our apartment. All of us scrambled out of the way as the guy smashed the car. We hid in the bedroom, and the vehicle slammed through the front glass window. He grabbed the bag of stolen goods and then drove off. I called an ambulance for Andy after running to a neighbor who heard the crash. On the way to the hospital, we filed a police report, took an inventory of what was stolen. As we were listing everything off, it suddenly occurred to me that Greg didn't have anything stolen. Then, a sickening thought hit me as I recalled how unconcerned Greg had been about the situation, as if he knew that the attacker wouldn't hurt him. I confronted him with what I suspected. "You knew that guy. You never ordered the food. You wanted him to come scare us. What I don't understand is why," I said in frustration. Andy was going to be disabled because of his psycho friend. Greg didn't even deny it. "It was going to be an insurance scheme. I put us under some good paying contracts for rental insurance, but I knew it would only work if you guys didn't know. And I didn't know he was going to go that damn far. It got out of hand," he admitted. I was appalled by his behavior and reported him to the landlord the same day. Andy and I found a different roommate and managed to survive the pandemic through the skin of our teeth. I don't know where Greg and his friend are now, and I don't want to know. I just know that I'm also cooking here at home just in case.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This happened quite a while ago when I was home alone with just my dog. After all this time, I'm sure what happened was really strange, and I have no idea what this man actually wanted. So I was watching TV one night at about 11 p.m. when I heard a car pull up outside and the engine shut off. I figured it was obviously a neighbor, but Nosy Dog wanted to have a look and went to the window. He'd kind of messed up the blinds when he went to look, so I got up to fix them. When I did, I noticed a car parked on the street across from my house and my neighbor's house. I couldn't really make out any details, but it looked like the driver was still sitting in the car. I didn't really think anything of it. I got a drink and went back to watching TV. Quite a while had passed since I fixed the blinds, but I'm not sure how long. I'd guess 15 to 20 minutes. Out of nowhere, I thought I heard a tapping at the door. Not a knock. It was much lighter and very quiet. My dog had set up to look at the door, and I paused the TV when the same tapping then started on the window. I opened the blinds a little and saw a man standing there. I couldn't make out his face properly, and he immediately walked back to the door and started tapping at it again. This doesn't sound very frightening, and I'm not sure why, but I suddenly had a really awful feeling. I felt absolutely terrified and had no idea why. The tapping at the door never stopped, but something in my head was saying if I opened the door to him, then something really bad would happen. I went upstairs to open a window to ask what he wanted. It felt safer doing this. He said in a really quiet voice he was delivering pizza and told me how much it cost. I felt so stupid for being frightened and told him I didn't order pizza. I guessed he was speaking quietly and knocking lightly so he didn't disturb my neighbors. My dog had followed me upstairs and was letting out the odd growl and bark, which isn't really unusual for him. I was trying to shush him when the man downstairs told me he had the correct address and I'd better get downstairs now and open the door to pay what I owed and collect my food before it got cold. I was really confused because I most definitely didn't order any food and began telling him that again when I noticed he didn't have a pizza. He wasn't carrying anything at all. I told him again that he had the wrong address and he got really angry. He kept telling me to open the door. He was going between angry and sort of trying to persuade me to go back downstairs. I asked him where the pizza was. He said he had a hold of it. It was really dark, but he definitely didn't have anything in his hands. My dog was really making quite a bit of fuss at this point, and the stranger had turned into a broken record. Come downstairs, open the door. Come downstairs and open the door.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All the noise must have alerted my neighbor, who did open his front door. And the man didn't say a word, but practically ran across the street to the car that I had heard pull up a while ago. He went back to the car empty-handed. I have no idea what he wanted, but he certainly wasn't a delivery driver. It really freaked me out, as well that my dog is quite obviously a large breed, and the man saw him through the window. He wasn't deterred at all. It seems even stranger and less random that he actually drove to my house as though he'd planned on showing up.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.